This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day, I want to just start it with you in God's Word. God has communicated to us in the Bible so much of His own heart, of the way He thinks about life, and about why we are here, how we can live in close fellowship with Him. How important it is every day to take just a little bit of time and spend it in God's Word, and not just out of interest, not just to say, well, what does the Bible have to say today? No, but a relational kind of time, so that you're actually opening your heart up to God and listening and saying, God, what do you have to say to me today? I hope that's your attitude right now. Because we're going to start looking at the beginning of the Gospel of John in the Bible. And I want to just read to you today and stop as we're reading and make a few comments. The Gospel of John starts off like this. In the beginning was the Word. The beginning, that means the beginning of all things. Before there was anything else, there was the Word. And as we're going to see, the Word is referring to Jesus Christ Himself. It goes on to say, and the Word was with God, that is God the Father. So existing before anything else was God Himself, God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And the Word was God. You see, the Bible clearly teaches that Jesus Christ was God. He was not just a created being. He wasn't just one of us who turned out to be a great man that we can learn a lot from his moral teachings. He was God Himself. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Just let that sink in for a minute. Jesus Christ created this entire universe. God the Father planned it and designed it, but Jesus was the one, the active person of God in creation. All things came into being by Him. Just think about that when you pray to the Lord Jesus. You are praying to someone of incredible power. Often we don't think of Jesus that way because we think of Him dying on the cross. We think of Him living as a man here on earth. But don't forget the reality of who Jesus Christ was for all eternity before He became a man, who He still is today, the God who created this universe. When you pray to Him, He is able to do whatever needs to be done in response to your prayers. It goes on, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Isn't it true that our lives are messed up? We can't keep them straight, no matter how hard we try. We can't even control our own passions, our own desires. We find ourselves going in directions we don't really want to go in our hearts. But we seem to be trapped by our own desires, our own sinful nature. And yet here is the answer. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. You aren't stuck in darkness. There is light. There is a way out of the trap of sin that you find yourself in. And that way out is Jesus Christ. Later He would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you've never found Jesus, I encourage you right now to say, Lord Jesus, would you begin to reveal yourself to me? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.